Zelensky and Hunter Biden have a great deal in common, and you should be aware of it.
Yeah, they're both criminals.
If you ask Seymour, he'll say they're both gay.
No, I can't say that.
I mean, we don't know. Maybe that's how they got compromised. That's how they compromised it with Epstein stuff.
Speaking about Epstein stuff, where'd all that go? It came out for a couple of days in a row, and then all of a sudden, okay, sweep that under the rug.
Yeah, Trump, 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 Trump.
And one man, Donald Trump, literally came in and just took that, you know, took that all away.
Thank you very much.
The cokehead of Kiev, because he is a cokehead, the cokehead of Kiev.
Is that why he's dead? Because he was speaking the truth?
Yeah, well, maybe he should have been a dealer to him.
Is actually a manufactured political figure. He was manufactured by a Ukrainian-Israeli Cypriot oligarch called Ihor Kolomoisky.
If we continue to do this show, we're going to be contacted by OADL.
Just say hi. How you doing?
Now, Ihor Kolomoisky was the man who owns OnePlusOne Media here in Ukraine. And OnePlusOne Media is the company that financed and produced the TV show Servant of the People. And Servant of the People hired Zelensky, a well-known actor in Ukraine, an actor with zero political experience or even any political interest. Well, they hired him to play the role of the president in this show, Servant of the People. Now, Servant of the People had...
I think you can get it like on one of them Amazon or Netflix channels. You can watch it, brothers and sisters, if you're into that kind of sort of thing.
Huge ratings, but a lot of people say that it was really weird, the amount of propaganda and PR that was done for the show. It was disproportionate to any other show of any channel. The amount of PR, positive press, and all the rest of it, it was really pushed on the people. Some people say it was completely astroturfed.
Didn't we get that 8 years ago with Trudeau? That's how he came to power, where the media just put him as the second coming. And he's so great. He's going to be fantastic. And that's the hope for the country. And
look at his hair.
Yeah, of course. And better days and
look at
sunny
his wife.
Ways.
She's so cute, his wife. She's such a good wife. Look at the children. And yeah. He's just... And what is his qualification? Well, one, he's a pedophile, so he qualifies to be controlled. And second, he is the son of his father, right? So there's really zero qualifications to run the country.
And also, he's a member of the World Economic Forum, which is meeting. Their last day is this week, is tomorrow. Meeting in Davos,
yeah.
Switzerland, there, having their game plan for the planet and what they want to do. But, you know, champ, tell you the truth, I'm starting to see a little bit of loss of relevance with this World Economic Forum. Because of people like Gonzalo Lira and, of course, also the Alex Saz show, you see it on the other big channels, not on mainstream media, mind you. You know, Joe Rogan, you got Elon Musk, Jordan Peterson. A lot of people are working in unison to expose more things, to unify, to wake up the people slowly but surely, you know, for a better tomorrow.
Champ, I'll take it to another level. I remember show Apprentice? That's a Trump show.
Trump.
That show broke all the ratings at a time. It ran for more than one season. I don't know how many seasons it ran. It was one of the most popular shows. They would invite him to the Grammys, Emmys, or whatever. He was Mr. Popular.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land's spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
So before 2016, Trump was, and now everybody's going to point fingers like, oh, he bought his place under the sun and all this other stuff. He bought his role in Home Alone 2 because they filmed it in his hotel. And for him to agree to film in his hotel, he asked for a little part in it. I say, so what? But really, Trump was the darling of the people before he ran for presidency. Zelensky right now, I don't think he has the same amount of clout he had before the war. I mean, by the way, he ran on a platform that he's going to stop any kind of military action with the Western Ukraine that they had with the previous president. That was his platform. And the moment he becomes elected, the war efforts start. And okay, you can call it, oh, that's the Putin invaded. It's a Putin's illegal war and invasion and all this other stuff.
Just ask the people, why? Why did Putin go in there? Why didn't they just, you know, leave it the way it was? So there must have been something to keep provoking the man, because let's face it, if you watch everything, you watch him, you understand that this man is very, very patient. He has a high resistance level. He puts up with a lot. He warns, and then, but when he's done, this guy's done. He's like a Trump too. You can't push them too far. Trump will be tolerant until the day he becomes intolerant. And like his wife said, if you hit my husband, if you hit Donald Trump, well, he'll hit you back 10 times.
Does Putin have as much patience as China? I mean, the whole Taiwan thing.
Well, that's theirs. Sorry, people in the West, if you even care. Most people don't. That's just a propaganda machine and a distraction device. But what do the people in the West care what Taiwan is, if China's going to take Taiwan? I mean, just the name, Taiwan. What does that sound like? New York?
Well, they have New York Village in Ukraine. And I think that's why they named certain places in Ukraine with American names to have an emotional response. Right now, there's actually a huge battle for New York going on in Western Ukraine. It sounds funny, right? Why would you go rename some kind of Ukrainian name to New York?
Yeah, I know one thing that's very apparent in the whole world is the countries that are sending arms and money and whatever to Ukraine. Those countries, the people in those countries are going through their own harder economic times, and they're starting to rebel against their government. This is going to be the fall of a lot of governments in the world. In 2024, about half the world's population will be involved in some type of election. So there's going to be a lot of changes in 2024. Get ready, people. The Great Awakening, it's starting.
Okay, we got sidetracked from the Gonzalo Lira.
Some people who know how to speak Ukrainian and who have watched the show have told me that it's a mildly enjoyable show, but no big deal. But anyway, the show was hugely popular. And it ran from 2015 to 2018. And almost seamlessly, Kolomoisky, the oligarch, created a party called Servant of the People, same name as the TV show. And their candidate was Zelensky, a man with no previous political experience and indeed no previous political interest. And Kolomoisky financed Zelensky to the point that Zelensky today is a billionaire. How many actors do you know are billionaires?
Or the same parallel we can draw, like you said, with our actor in charge. Well, he wasn't even an actor. He was a teacher. He was a theater teacher. Those who can't do, those who can't teach, right? So he wasn't even an exceptionally good actor, and he still got hired to do that. And in parallel, the same. What did he go in with, like a 5 million personal wealth, right? And now he has $300+ million.
Yeah, he's all set up. Money is his god, and he's subservient of the World Economic Forum. So we pay him to hurt Canadians. That's what we're doing. And you know, I wish Canadians would all unite together and understand, get it through our heads once and for all, that politicians work for us. We should be telling them what to do. We run things, but we engineer them to be able to do it on our behalf, but they're not doing it for us. They're doing it for other private interests, and we're paying the price. And people, they say, well, what can I do? I'm by myself. Yeah, well, every individual says the same thing. That'll show you how far you're divided and separated from each other. But if you all unite, under the one belief that you're all Canadians, we're all brothers and sisters together, and we have to unite for what's better for the country, then we say, you have to step down now. We're the boss, not Trudeau.
I like how you drew the parallel. It's like as simple as like any basic relationship, let's say husband and wife. When you go out there and meet your future spouse, what are you looking for? The first thing, you're looking for shared value. You're not hoping that your values will somehow will affect this person to, you know, and they maybe share your value eventually. No, that's always a cause.
That's so, the second thing you're looking for. First thing you're looking for is the girl that, you know, floats your fancy. Oh, there's a sweetheart. Look at that. Ding, 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 ding.
Do men really, really, really care about the looks versus the substance? Let me think. That's a fair question.
It depends what type of a man you're asking. Originally, you see, there are a lot of beautiful women out there, and the more beautiful they are, the more men they're going to have knocking on their door, obviously.
Okay? But what is the beauty now? Like, the beauty now is not beauty. Beauty now is substandard. Everybody's fake. Fake lips, fake Botox, butts, teeth.
Well, a high-value man will look past that, okay? That's the girls do that to get attention from the low-value man. So the high-value man sees a nice-looking girl by nature. It's almost like it's a God's gift. It's mm-hmm. a creation, you know, and it's just... And he gets very, very interested. You know, his ears start fluttering a little bit. And so then what keeps a high-value man interested in this woman is her attractiveness on the inside. Because you get used to the looks on the outside. And let's face it, we all get a little older and, you know, we're all our looks are going to dissipate a little bit. So what keeps a person engaged? What keeps the couple going together?
But you're talking about honeymoon period. Like, I can get engaged. Oh, she's a spark. She's this, she's that. I mean, I really love hanging out with her right now. But the long term, right? You know, once you pass the honeymoon, you're like, I don't. And that's why I don't know why we brought this up in the Gonzalo Lira situation, other than that he's a red pill man.
Well, yeah, he was labeled a misogynist. I mean, what we're saying, he was saying it, but in more of an aggressive term, a tone. We're saying it in more layman's tone and terms. And so, you know, I'm not a misogynist, and I know for darn sure you're not either. And but, you know, poor him, poor Gonzalo Lira for taking the fall and going this far to want to tell the truth. And also, we were just listening. He is a journalist. That's what true journalism do. They're like investigators, investigative reporting. They get in there and they find all the truths, and then they go out and tell everybody about the truth, and then what? They take them down and they put them in a jail where the poor man passes
because that's
away.
Not journalism. That's what he is contradicting is the normal way of doing things. The new normal is government press releases. Remember, our Dan said, we are your only source of truth. Everything else doesn't matter, right? So come to us for truth, right? So that's what the government tells you, right? So in every other circumstance, you know exactly what that means. Every time the government says that, then it's a lie, 100%. So, but with women, should women really vote if they're such emotional beings? Like, if we're going back to Canada, 25% of people supporting Trudeau are either women or feminized men who identify as women, even if they don't, the modern man. So there's got to be some kind of qualification for that.
Yeah, but also that 25% would keep the extreme on the other side in check, you know? Like, the extremes have to, I won't say balance each other out, but check each other out so that you come to a happy medium. And the medium is in constant flux all the time. It's like a moving scale. But right now, we're being engineered into the extremes. It's the extreme left, the woke, they have all names for them, and the extreme right, the Nazis, the libertarians, the, you know, the conspiracy theorists. So this is just a play on words. There are, you know, if a person thinks a little bit different from you, it doesn't mean they're completely extreme. But people have been taught, no, it's only my opinion, it's my ideology that counts. You don't know what you're talking about. Because we live in a world where narcissism is the true epidemic. We live in a world where today it's, no, it's all about me, myself, and I, the three amigos, and that's it. And if you don't see the way we see it, I guess that's where they got the they, them from, because there's me, myself, and I. So that's why they like to be labeled they, them. And if you don't see it the way they, them see it, then you're at extreme, you're this, and they'll call you all kinds of names. And I said, well, you can think what you want, But G-Man and I'm sure Alex, the giant here, is going to think whatever the hell he wants to.
I do think that we all need to take a stand on our values. But, you know, like you said, if we go into back to how do we make this country great again, specifically Canada, is we got to go back to a shared value. What is the share? What do we value here in this Canada the most?
We want to make Canada great again?
Get rid of Trudeau?
Well, that's how we went down. But I mean, we got to masculinize the young men again for a better tomorrow.
Value. So you're going back to traditional way of doing things. So there's no modern man as a, okay. So if you want to bring Canada back and you have like, oh, there's not enough modern man role models. No, even if there was, that's not a model for any kind of successful or sustainable system. It's a model for distraction. Look at anything. Look at Rome. Look at Germany. Look at Soviet Union. All those debased countries or empires fell apart because they had no value, or their values were written in something else like Sodom and Gomorrah. So, Glenn, I'm glad I have you as my role model because you're making me better. You're making me live up to a higher value of standard.
And strong men stand up against paganism. Paganism is the evil. It's the devil. It's the Luciferian way of getting into society. You know, a lot of scriptures or a lot of people who interpret the scriptures through religions think that, you know, the planet Earth, it's hell. It's because the devil, the evil has its grip on the whole planet, and we have to resist that. What you resist persists. But if you believe the opposite is that, no, the earth is a good place, and we all are born good, and we just have to keep going against resisting what all these pitfalls are by focusing on going the other way, then we'll create more good in the planet, and the evil will find itself with very little strength left.
It's like you said, if I keep focusing, I hope I won't fall in a pitfall. I hope I won't fall in a pitfall. If you focus on that, you probably will fall in a pitfall. But if you have your sight on the target ahead, whatever that target is, you will step over that pitfall or you avoid it. Glenn?
I would say in the most simplest, like I try to compartmentalize things into the simplest form to make it easiest to understand, is the good is inside of you. We have to spend more time going inwards to get to this good, and that is what makes us better people. And that should be the goal in life, is to go inward to make yourself a better today than you were yesterday, and tomorrow you're going to be a better person than you are today. That is a noble goal to be going towards. At the same time, you know, you have business or you work, you're very good at what you do to bring in money for yourself so you have sustenance on the planet, you can live. Unfortunately, Mr. Gonzalo Lira, he took it a step, a real step far, and going to provoke another country where free speech is not as free as what we're used to and what he was used to here in the West. But we could take something positive out of this tragic accident is free speech is not free. Freedom is not free. It's something that you have to protect all the time. And what happened over in Ukraine is just an example. So we can turn a negative into positive to make sure something like that doesn't happen here in North America, especially in America, because America has to lead the free world into the next realm of reality.
That's a good way to close the show. Brothers and sisters, we wanted to play that Gonzalo Lira video for you from the beginning till the end, but no worries. Subscribe to our Telegram channel. We post all those videos there, and you can watch it. Why? You want to finish it?
Yeah, just keep playing it. We're done. Just keep playing it, and people can check out when they want. And you know, I've watched the whole thing. It's very, it's something. This was quite a man.
See you, brothers and sisters. We'll see you on the next one.
And Kolomoisky financed Zelensky to the point that Zelensky today is a billionaire. How many actors do you know are billionaires? I mean, I don't think that Tom Cruise is a billionaire and he's the most successful actor in the world, if he's just an actor. Zelensky is more than just an actor. He's the finger puppet of Kolomoisky, this oligarch. And do you know who Kolomoisky also financed to the tune of $50,000 a month, plus additional benefits of different sorts? Hunter Biden. Yes. In 2014, Burisma, the Ukrainian oil company, gas company, excuse me, hired Hunter Biden to be on its board of directors to the tune of $50,000 a month. Who do you think controls Burisma? Kolomoisky, the same guy who manufactured Zelensky as president of Ukraine. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. Zelensky and Hunter Biden are spiritual cousins. They are bankrolled by the same guy. It's funny because both of them have drug addictions, pretty serious ones. Both of them get their money from Kolomoisky, and both of them are intimately involved in Ukraine. But here's the difference, of course. Zelensky doesn't have a dad who's president of the United States, now does he? Why do you think the White House, the United States, is freaking out so badly over Ukraine? In Ukraine, there are all kinds of secrets. In Ukraine, well, see, the more unsavory people in the Washington establishment have used Ukraine as their private piggy bank to the detriment of the Ukrainian people. They have financially raped Ukraine, stripping it of monies and assets needed by the people of Ukraine. And this is part of the reason that Ukraine is one of the poorest countries in Europe, if not the poorest country in Europe, because of the corruption, because of how Westerners have exploited it, Western politicians have exploited it. Hunter Biden, $50,000 a month. And you say to yourself, well, $50,000 isn't that much. Yeah, but you know, $50,000 a year is the median household income in the United States. In Ukraine, a much poorer country, $50,000 a year would easily solve the problems of a good four or five families in Ukraine, the financial problems of those four or five families in Ukraine for a year. And Hunter Biden was getting that money per month just for himself. Although, of course, in the Hunter Biden emails, there's talk that seems to be true that the old man would get a 10% kickback of whatever Hunter Biden was getting. And that was in the laptop. Oh, yeah. Look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take my word for any of what I'm telling you. Look it up yourself and you'll find it. It's very easy to find. Kolomoisky, the Ukrainian-Israeli Cypriot oligarch, was financing Zelensky, was financing Joe Biden. God alone knows who else he was financing. And he was just one. There's a whole rotten bunch of these people here in Ukraine. And they were all busy paying off the West so that they could carry on their little evil deeds and whatnot. If you want to know why the West is freaking out over Ukraine, you have to understand that they are all terrified that the truth will come out in Ukraine.
Glenn, we make a community worse for everyone.